News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
A number of Fianna Fáil members, parliamentary party members, have sought a meeting with the Taoiseach in respect of the party's handling of the fuel protests. And the three youngest Fianna Fáil parliamentary party members have said that they are effectively sick of being put in a position where they have to go and explain or sell party policy, or at least parliamentary party policy, back to their communities rather than the other way around. Eamon O'Queeve is with us, former Minister for Community, Rural and Gaeltacht Affairs. Eamon, if you look at the two recent major issues for Fianna Fáil, the first was the presidential election. And at the end of that complete disaster, the analysis said that the party felt that leadership had railroaded its views through and not listened. Now we have the three youngest parliamentary party members saying that leadership is railroading its views through and not listening. It would seem there is a theme emerging.
Well, from the outside, it would appear so. Now, obviously, I'm not on the inside track of any of this anymore, as I retired at the last election. But it would appear that there is quite an amount of concern within the parliamentary party. And what I particularly noted was that not only did three of the youngest members, or the three youngest members of the parliamentary party, issue a statement, but I listened carefully to what Sean O'Farrell and Willie O'Dea had to say yesterday evening, and they were showing great concern over the way the issue had been handled.
And Willie O'Dea was pointing to a significant cultural shift. Now, I'm paraphrasing slightly, but he was saying more or less that gone from the days where you had people out on the streets, riding the bicycles around, canvassing, knowing what was going on in the local communities, to have your finger this far off the pulse points to a major problem in the party. Is he right?
Well, the party has changed dramatically, even in my time in politics. When I joined politics, you spent most of your nights that when you were down in your constituency going to common meetings and meeting members of the party, and there was a considerable membership, but not only was there considerable individual membership, but it was all done through the common, which were the local organisation. In my constituency, there would have been 80 or 90 common, depending on the size of the constituency at various times. And they were a great sounding board, and they left you in no doubt as to what their views were. And they represented a wide swathe of local communities.
But this is a major problem then, Eamon, isn't it? Because if you look at what happened with that protest grew through WhatsApp groups and through TikToks. It didn't need any of the traditional systems of political parties, and it wasn't particularly noticed by the traditional systems of the political parties. That means you are being left behind.
Yes, but not only that, but the organisation as an organisation isn't what it used to be, and the feedback, the constant feedback we were getting isn't there, because not only, you know, were they going to meetings, but they were active all of the time in ringing you and contacting you and letting you know what people on the ground were thinking. And I think it is fair to say that politics has changed, but we haven't compensated for those changes in terms of the structures. And yes, I think it seems to have taken a lot of people by surprise that this protest, which was not, you know, when you look at the people who were on the protest, and I think that this is one of the issues that has concerned TDs very, very much, is there were people they knew, hardworking people, who had never been involved in a protest in their life. I'm not saying that some people then didn't jump on the bandwagon, but I'm talking about the core protest of the people with the machinery. They were, in the main, really hardworking people who, you know, were just trying to make a living. And I think there was a misunderstanding, too, about the nature of the protest in another way. These people were largely representative of the indigenous economy. So you had agriculture, forestry, fishing, construction, retail, all the distributors who are key there and have a big input into those industries. Because if you're transporting microchips, transport is a very, very small percentage of your costs. If you're transporting agricultural goods, livestock, forestry, timber, or whatever, transport forms a very big part of your operation. But not only that, but a lot of the small operators are locked into contracts with manufacturers and so on. Not so simple to say put up your prices because they're locked into contracts.
Let me then
and a lot of the construction people are locked into contracts.
Indeed, Eamon. Let me ask you then, the net effect of that is almost an existential threat. Is the solution to it a major reform of how the party does business, or is the solution to it the men and women in grey suits visiting Micheál Martin?
Well, it's an issue for the parliamentary party to deal with issues of the parliamentary party, and I'm not going to seek to advise them on the air or any other way.
You can have an opinion, though.
And, you know, they will deal with that in their own good time. And obviously, there's a lot of debate going on in the parliamentary party. That's very, very healthy. And I leave the matter without my interference on the airwaves. There is a wider issue, of course, about the organisation of the party and whether it is possible to create a new form of communications that means that you are getting the feedback from the ground, and that something like this wouldn't be possible to happen. Because I've never seen in my time in politics, and I've been through an awful lot, I was through the whole downturn as a minister, but I never saw such a concentrated, continuous protest amongst Middle Ireland. And I think that is what must make us sit up.
In not giving a view on what the parliamentary party should do, implicit in that is you're also not providing much of a vote of confidence in the current leader.
Well, I mean, I think it's well known that myself and Micheál Martin haven't seen eye to eye on policy for a large number of years. So I don't think we should go down that road again today, because it's a well-trodden path. And I think my view, Micheál Martin's a fine person, but I wouldn't agree with his policies.
Eamon O'Queeve, thank you very much. That is Eamon O'Queeve, former Minister for Community, Rural and Gaeltacht Affairs.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.